anyway, this morning we're going to talk to Cheval Mathers, who's an expert astronomer from down in Hobart, Tasmania, and he's done a wonderful thing, but I'll let him tell you about it himself. Good morning, Cheval.
Oh, good morning, Colin. Good morning to your listeners.
Cheval, it's wonderful to talk to you, and you've got a spectacular thing lined up, but first off, tell us, when is this eclipse going to occur, and what is it?
All right, well, it's going to occur tonight, and it's a total eclipse of the moon. Now, total eclipses of the moon are quite spectacular in that at total eclipse time, the moon often is a very dark coppery red. This time, we've got a long period of totality, and the whole eclipse starts early in the evening, say about from about 6:50. So it's ideal for children and make it a family event.
The colour that the moon looks during the eclipse, Cheval, that's, you called it a coppery colour, is also what's known as the blood red moon?
Yes, that's right.
And the atmosphere bends the light of the sun, doesn't it, so that it can be lit that way?
Yes, the particles in the atmosphere filter out certain wavelengths and we tend to see a red or pink or something of that nature. It filters out the blue part of the spectrum.
And Cheval, what time will it start?
The partial eclipse starts at 6:50. That's when the first bite you'll see out of the edge of the moon, and that lasts for about an hour until start of totality, which is at about, we'll call it 8 o'clock. And mid-eclipse, mid-total, is at 8:37, and the total eclipse ends at 9:22, and the partial eclipse ends at 10:28. So the bit that's going to interest most people is round about the mid-eclipse time, say, 7:50, 9:30 time.
I see. So they will see this dragon eating the moon as the Chinese used to say.
They will indeed.
You've got a hookup lined up around the world. You're going to show people on the Discovery Channel what actually is going on. Tell us about that.
Well, there's a filmmaker in Melbourne, Robert Goff, and he's teamed up with Discovery to put three observatories online, live, to broadcast the entire three-and-a-half event continuously. And I think this is some sort of Australian first.
I'm sure it is. And you'll be using high-precision telescopes to do this.
Absolutely. We had a dress rehearsal last night and I sat in my observatory freezing my toes off for about 4 or 5 hours.
So you've got it all hooked up and it will be on the Discovery Channel. Tell us the web page.
The Discovery web channel is www.discoverychannel.com.au/eclipse.
So that's it. So you can actually watch that with precision telescopes and you can see exactly what's going on. Cheval, you'd know about this too. They say that NASA is going to be on the lookout for meteorites hitting the moon during the eclipse.
Yes, this is something that people often do normally. They look at the dark face of the moon during when it's a thin crescent and the Earth shine, we can see the unlit path, and they look for little bright spots of light, and they use high-speed video cameras to record these little events.
Well, I hope they're successful. Cheval, it's lovely talking with you down there in Hobart. Have a good night, and I know that if you have a good night, we'll have a good night. So thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Cole, and hope everybody up your way gets to see it too.